Yeah.
Hi, thank you. Congratulations for your vision and articulation of the paradigm shift that General Recommendation 40 so elegantly lays out. And we want to speak today to highlight the urgent imperative of women's equal participation in decision-making and shaping technologies of the future. As we confront the rapid rise of AI and new emerging technologies, we have to acknowledge these technologies will shape every aspect of our societies. Yet, despite their transformative power, women remain significantly underrepresented in the creation and governance of technologies. To ensure that women enjoy their full rights in decision-making, we must address this imbalance with concrete, targeted actions. First, we must close the gender gap in STEM fields, starting with comprehensive educational reforms, scholarships, mentorship programs, career pathways for girls and women, especially in marginalized communities, with an urgent overhaul of educational curricula to challenge and dismantle stereotypes that discourage women from pursuing careers in these fields. States must adopt policies that mandate gender parity in leadership positions across the tech sector, set and meet measurable targets, and these policies should include gender audits of major tech firms to identify and address structural barriers to women's investment. We must create enabling environments, including gender-responsive public procurement, and institutional support, and regulatory frameworks that require gender equality in the design of emerging technologies to conduct gender impact assessments for AI and NETs to ensure they do not perpetuate harmful biases, and also incentives for the development of inclusive technologies that address issues that disproportionately affect women. We must commit to ensuring that women are not only equal users of technology, but equal architects of the digital world and our future. Thank you.